USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California is lifting some of its restrictions on outdoor sports and entertainment venues, which could see crowds returning to places like Disneyland and fans in the stands when the baseball season begins next month. The state announced Friday that it was relaxing its restrictions on those venues starting April 1st, as new COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all fallen from peaks in mid-January. A Pew Research poll released Friday said that 69% of Americans polled said they had either received at least one shot of COVID vaccine or that they intended to receive the shot when they could. That's up from a November poll where 60% said they wanted the shot. And the House will vote on the Senate's version of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this coming Tuesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer made the announcement on Saturday shortly after the Senate approved its version of the package by a party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Senate on Saturday passed the president's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the bill's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something that the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise, do the right thing for the American people during this crisis, and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty. But it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The Senate version of the bill contains $1,400 stimulus checks for many Americans, though the income cutoffs have been lowered from the House version. Federal unemployment benefits have also been extended, but at a lower level than in the original proposal. Another $400 billion of funding is being provided for vaccinations, expanded COVID testing, the hiring of more workers to administer vaccines, and funding to support hospitals. The bill now goes back to the House for final approval. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
New York's legislature passed a bill Friday limiting Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers, as the governor is facing accusations of sexual harassment and an alleged cover-up of COVID deaths in the state's nursing homes. The state's attorney general recently began an investigation into the accusations from three women, but Congresswoman Claudia Tenney doesn't want the nursing home scandal to be forgotten about. The New York Republican tells Fox News that new reporting makes the governor's actions look even worse.
But I don't want any of this to overshadow how serious the cover-up of the nursing home scandal is and the falsification of records, which has just been revealed by a Wall Street Journal article that Governor Cuomo's staff and Governor Cuomo, I'm certain his entire inner circle was aware of this, have covered up the tragic deaths of nursing home residents and his failed policy, all while he was writing a book about his great leadership during this period of time. So I do take these sexual harassment cases seriously, but there is due process. But these people who died in nursing homes aren't getting their due process right now. And in fact, the governor won an Emmy for his performances on news every single day during this crisis.
And top 25 action in college basketball on the final weekend of the regular season. Number 17, Oklahoma State took out number 6, West Virginia, 85-80. Number 4, Illinois beat number 7, Ohio State, 73-68. And number 20, Loyola Chicago moved on to the finals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, knocking off Indiana State, 65-49. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.